Happiness, the name of that piece. Multi-instrumentalist Daniel Carter, heard a tenor saxophone there. William Parker at bass, of course, and Hammond Drake at the drums, from the album Painter's Winter, released last year on the Fidelity recording label. That was the piece Happiness. Daniel Carter featured throughout, of course. Prior to that, some more William Parker, this time working with Craig Taborn and Gerald Cleaver, a short piece from the inaugural, the first Farmers by Nature recording, came out in 2009, and that was a piece entitled Corte Caja. Again, Gerald Cleaver at the drums, William Parker at the bass, and Craig Taborn at the piano. Prior to that, Gerald Cleaver at the drums, Brandon Lopez at double bass, and poet, creator, reciter, Fred Moten at voice and recitation, of course. The Fairy Ornithology was the name of the piece that we took from the newly self-titled release out on Reading Group Records. Fred Moten, Brandon Lopez, and Gerald Cleaver. Prior to that, that was the wonderful David Vareles at the piano, a solo outing just out entitled Nuna on the Pi recording label, and we took the piece Danza da Rosario from David Vareles at the piano. Number of, I think, 20 pieces on the release, all of them solo, save for a couple with percussion, and really showcasing his wide range of musical approaches and textures. Prior to that, Miles Okazaki from the album Thisness, and kind of a blissful piece, hence the title, I guess, In Some Far Off Place, just out on Pi Recordings. Featuring, of course, Miles Okazaki, working with his longtime project, now it's quartet, with Anthony Tid at the electric bass, Sean Rickman at the drums, and Matt Mitchell at the keys. Brandon Seabrook before that, brand new release, second one with this trio, featuring Bo Diddley and Gerald Cleaver. Brandon Seabrook, of course, at the guitars, just out on Astral Spirits. In the Swarm is the name of the release, and we heard Vibrancy Yourself. Brandon Seabrook at the guitar. Prior to that, Robbie Lee at sax and other things, from a solo outing entitled Prismatist, just out about a few months ago now on the Relative Pitch recording label. Robbie Lee, and that was a piece entitled One Great Blooming Buzzing Confusion, a short piece that was preceded by Angel Bat Dawood and something from her mixtape volume one out on International Anthem. Jump the Broom was the name of that piece, with Dawood, of course, at clarinet and production, live production and such. Get the sound right here. This is Jazz Mac right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're live again this Friday. Station is opening up, and many programmers are coming back, and we're all excited about that. Glad to be here, indeed, at 5 minutes after 10 o'clock on this, it turned out to be a beautiful Friday morning. They were calling for rain, but it looks like the sun is here. I'm going to do some business, and we'll be back if all goes well.
Claudine Myers. Whenever I'm in Montreal, I like to listen to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Suoni Perilpopolo is back, and in real life for its 22nd edition. All the sights, sounds, and sensations of live music. After 2 years of online adaptation, Suoni is filling up the month of June with liberated music of all genres. Over 45 events and 90 participating artists performing indoors, outdoors, streamed for maximum accessibility. Record and book launches, workshops, a puppet show, a satellite Sony happening in Wakefield, Quebec, of all places. And, of course, much more. For all the goodies, check out SonyParapopolo.org. Masks will, of course, be required. For your audio program guide, tune in to the Montreal Sessions, Tuesday, May 24th, May 31st, and June 7 and 14th, from 3 till 5 p.m. The Swanee crew hosts will be serving up highlights of what to expect at this year's festival. This is, of course, a CKUT co-presentation.
Yo, check 1, 2, this is Flavor Flavor, Public Enemy, and you're listening to CKUT and the place to be from the bottom to the TOP.
Good day, this is Fred Frith, you are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Have a nice time. Bonjour, c'est Fred Frith à l'appareil, c'est CKUT 90.3 FM, et bonne journée.
Jazz Mark continuing right through till 11 o'clock as per usual here on CKUT on a Friday morning. And we're going to start off this set with just, Suoni per il Popolo, of course, as we just heard, is in full effect, takes off tonight, as a matter of fact. But I want to remind you that if you do have the chance to travel, remind you that the Vision Festival is also happening this year. It goes on, starts later in June with many performances of creative music, of course, and a celebration of two major figures in creative jazz, the likes of Oliver Lake and Wadada Leo Smith. Both will be championed at and this year's and celebrated at this year's edition of the Vision Festival happening in Brooklyn, New York. I thought we'd hear some Oliver Lake from his one of his most recent projects, the OGJB Quartet, Oliver Lake, Graham Haynes, Joe Fonda, and Barry Altstall. And from the second outing, we're going to hear the title track, Ode to O, Ode to Ornette. Without any further ado, off we go, right here at Jazzamuck. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Zooid, Henry Threadgill's Zooid. Nobody quite sounds like this quintet. Henry Threadgill, alto saxophone, flute, and bass flute on the release. Liberty Ellman at the acoustic guitar. Jose Davila at tuba and trombone. Christopher Hoffman at the cello. And Elliot Humberto Cavey at the drums. A Pi recording from last year, entitled Poof, from the mighty Henry Threadgill and Zooid. Prior to that, from 1999, a release on the Ambiance Magnétique recording label, Chante Caché, with improvising trio of Malcolm Goldstein at the violin, John Heward at percussion, and Rainer Wiens at prepared guitar. That was Trio 2, taken from the album, as I say, Chante Caché. And Malcolm Goldstein, of course, performing within this year's edition of Suoni per il Popolo. And Rainer Wiens will be there as well. Prior to that, Joyful Talk, also performing at this year's edition of Suoni per il Popolo, from their release entitled Familiar Science, recently released on Constellation Recordings. We heard Stop Freaking Out. Jay Crocker at guitars, keyboards, and other things. Eric Hamley at the drums. Nicola Miller at tenor, alto sax, and flute. Dan Michael is at tenor sax. Chris Dage at the drums. And Kyle Kanjuk at the bass. And again, they are performing, within this year's edition of the Suoni per il Popolo. Mary Halverson before that, title track to Amaryllis, just released on the Nonesuch recording label, and that piece just burns. Patricia Brennan at the vibes, Thomas Fujiwara at the drums, Jacob Garchik trombone, Adam O'Farrell at trumpet, Nick Dunstan at the bass, and the Mevo String Quartet featured on a number of tracks, though I didn't quite hear them there. Two releases just out from Mary Halverson, of course, on the major label, Nonesuch, a big step for her. This hasn't seemed to have affected the music too much. Oliver Lake, Graham Haynes, Joe Fonda, and Barry Alstalt to start off. Oh no, prior to that, sandwiched in between that was something from Jacob Garchik's solo outing, leading his own project, I should say. It's entitled Assembly, just out on Yester Eve Recordings, and it features Garchik, of course, at the trombone. Joining him, Sam Newsom at soprano sax, Jacob Sachs at the piano, Thomas Morgan at the bass, and Dan Weiss at the drums. And again, that's why it sounded so good. Reverie was the piece we took from Assembly, again from Jacob Garchik. And before that, we start off that set with Oliver Lake, Graham Haynes, Lake at the sax, Haynes at brass, Joe Fonda at the bass, and Barry Ushtel at the drums, of course. Ode to O, title track to that album that came out on the Tum recording label last fall, if I'm not mistaken. And again, Oliver Lake and Wadada Leo Smith being celebrated at this year's upcoming Vision Festival happening at the end of the month, mid-end of the month in Brooklyn, New York, of course. That brings us about to the end of the program with 9 minutes to go. 9 minutes to 11 o'clock on this Friday morning. John B., thank you for listening. Apologies for the messy show. We'll get the technical details down as we go on. Getting rid of the rust, I guess. But thank you for bearing with me. I hope you enjoyed the music, and I hope you get out and enjoy some great music that's going on this coming week and this coming month at Suoni per il Popolo. And again, Angel Bad Dawid performing this evening, workshop tomorrow. Check out Suoni per il Popolo. This is Angel working with a frequent collaborator of hers, Damon Locks, working with the Black Monument Ensemble from Damon Locke's release entitled Now. This is a piece, as I say, featuring Angel Bat Dawid, a piece entitled The Body is Electric. And we'll leave you with that and bid you a very good week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
time is running out. I think that it is running out for people who cannot see themselves as being a part of the human experience and the new human endeavor.
Right.
What he's saying is that you must use the moment in depth because you can't stretch it out on either end. Yeah, and that time is just the difference between knowing now and knowing nothing. Because if you know now fully, it's past, present, and future.
Because sometimes what happens is you get so caught up in the daily rigors of running and jumping and racing that you don't have time to see that you're not going anywhere. Let's bring the drums back.
Bye.
We've also got our producer Sophie listening on like the voice of God, or maybe like one of the three Norns weaving the fate of the rest of us mortals. How are you doing today, Sophie?
Oh, that's my favorite intro you've done. I'm great, you know, surviving kind of.
Yeah.
Excited for this script. It's a good one.
Thanks. Ooh. Thanks. Cutting some threads.
That is a great image. And Sophie is like that. Like, that was great. Perfect. A plus.
Okay, so I figured today we should do something like really lighthearted, easy breezy, and talk about Nazis. I figure no one ever talks about these guys, right?
Like, who?
When was the last time anyone talked about Nazis? So we figured we should talk.